So, Queen T thinks she's going to die because she ate some tamarindo that has been in our refrigerator for about a year.
I'm going to die, you guys.
I told her not to eat it, but she ate it anyway. But she said it still tastes good, so.
It did taste good.
She said, refrigerator, you're only supposed to keep it for 3 months.
But right now, I'm honestly, I'm bothered.
Okay. Yeah, well, see, you ain't going to die now. It won't do shit to you.
I might be dead, yeah. I ain't no.
Nobody told you to eat the old ass tamarind.
It tasted really good.
I bet it did.
Straight to the bar. Trying to see who we are.
Kicking
all the loose and they mad cause they mad. And we out here making moves. And these weak hoes gang. Bitches gonna be mad at us. Bitches gonna be mad at us. Niggas gonna be mad at us. They just gonna be mad at us.
And they just gonna be mad. Gonna be mad at us. Okay, welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And it's me, your girl, Queen T. No other than Tiana Non-Basic, a.k.a. Tiana Sick of the BS. I understand there's a lot of songs going around talking about, you know, they're unbothered and that they, what is the other one?
No, they're not bothered.
No, they're unbothered, they're not bothered, and they're also, done with basic situations, okay? A lot of the new songs is going around like, we don't see y'all. We see y'all, and we own
well,
this
Tiana
shit.
Does, because Gina reads books all day long.
Hey.
And plays games on her phone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
And your phone should tell you.
And
we see y'all.
You hear
we
with no other y'all.
And you hear
she
with...
She ain't trying to announce me, y'all.
I'm not.
So my name is LG, only because my initials are literally L, the letter L, and G.
And I'm here with no other than...
LG in the house.
And as y'all know, we always in the house. Okay? And so we're gonna need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and...
Pay attention.
Before I die from eating these old ass
tamarinds.
Okay. Tamarind.
Oh, like a
tamarinds for the church.
The tamarindos. Tamarindos.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, apparently around the world, there is a new trend.
Oh, it's probably been going on for a while, but yeah.
But this has really
publicized.
Yeah, it's been publicized. And I'm going to tell y'all why. But there has been uprise in community gardens being destroyed.
Right? Only because the homeless people are accessing these gardens. It's not because it's a community garden. It's because they feel like they feed people that should be out there getting their own shits.
I don't even know why they would want to destroy like a community garden, but it's really weird, you guys. So in Israel, there is... A homeless man that has had...
Well, technically, he's not homeless because he built his own home.
What
on
you
the
mean?
Beach.
He's homeless.
He has a home on the beach that's not homeless.
Yeah, but he's homeless. But he recently was evicted back in July. Well, he has...
Oh, he's homeless now.
No. They tried to evict him.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. So he has a home.
Yeah, he still has the home in Israel. But this is going on around the world.
So
this is not just what's going on with him.
I forgot the name of the, was it Hertz, whatever, fuck. You know what it is.
Well, you can look it up on the story right here. So he's an Israel man, and he has had a home on the beach the last 50 years. He has mosaic tiles. Elaborate staircases, and this is his underground home, you know?
Mosaic floors and a network of staircases and chambers.
And tiles around his home, and...
So his name is Nassim Kalan.
Kalan, yeah.
Okay.
Nassim Kalan. And he's been in Israel with his home for over 50 years on the beach.
Okay, so since he was
on the Mediterranean beach.
So since he was in his early 20s.
Yeah, and he's living in his house, and it has become a tourist attraction, basically. Mm-hmm. Not just for tourists, but local lights have frequently visited his home because it's so immaculately done, period. And now the Israel government is trying to destroy his house. They're trying to evict him from his home, basically.
It's just north of Tel Aviv where he had built his cave home.
Yeah, so that's north of Tel Aviv where he...
Tel Aviv.
Where he had built... But it's off the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh, right? My gosh. It looks
But
nice.
This is not... He's not the only one that this is happening to. According to the New York Post, this has not just been his experience, but a lot of community gardens are being destroyed.
Have you not seen how they destroyed tick communities all over the United States?
What you talking about?
The tent communities, like people will put up tents and they'll live.
Oh,
in
the
tent
community.
Yeah, so they're technically homeless.
Girl, I thought you said the tick community. I was like, what? Like, I didn't know you were saying tent.
TNT.
I thought you were saying TICK. I was like, why wouldn't they destroy the ticks? Because we don't want ticks.
Nobody wants ticks. They can kill people.
Nobody wants ticks. But they are destroying the... Oh, girl, I can't even after you said that. It's not funny, y'all.
Well.
It's not funny.
People do tend to get tick bites when they go out and live in tents.
Yeah, the tent
in the forest
community.
For,
yeah,
you know, just...
Yeah. They've been doing that forever. Like, yeah. They've been doing that forever. They've been... If they want to take control of where the tent people are living, T-E-N-T, not tick.
Well, they can let the vagabonds live different places, you know, back after the, what is it called? After the stock crash, after Black Tuesday. So, yeah. They didn't really get on them that much. But, you know, now...
After the pandemic, they are going hard on them people, for sure.
Well, I don't know, because I was just driving
before
through...
before the pandemic, they was going hard on
I literally was driving through Chicago, going to the hotel... back when it was in September when we went to the Lauryn Hill concert and I saw hella tent cities.
Okay, so in Indiana, we've just recently started experiencing the tent cities off of our...
I think the tent cities been here for a while, but they're not as visible. They're not as visible as what I saw.
We got a lot of wooden areas in our city, like, yeah. They could hide in. But recently... They have been coming in and building their tent cities in our downtown area. But we are going through the All-Star Weekend. And I'll tell you what, I haven't seen a tent city in that downtown Indianapolis. And I've been riding through that motherfucker. You know.
Well, we got a whole wooded area over here, so.
And where the tent
people little bitty wooded area, if you count.
But if it was, you know, that... extreme, they would have been setting up tent next to your wooded area.
Well, let them do it as long as they clean up that damn place over there, because I'm not doing it. Just saying.
I think we should, though. You know,
we could start a community thing and
should clean it up.
And we talked about this before, but it's horrible over there in that little wooded area.
Yeah, we're gonna call it the Honestly Unbothered Cleanup, but they need to. Do something
but I don't want people to know where I live, though. Right. Who cares? Fuck it.
Right. I mean...
We got cameras in this bitch. They pick up sound and we can talk to y'all.
I mean,
the biggest
celebrity that we got in our city right now that lives here is Mike Epps. And he is responsible for bringing a lot of celebrities down for this Celebrity All-Star Weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So that explains why the CIA, all of IMPD, just about.
And drones and everything, girl.
Yes, they out there.
Yeah, they are out there patrolling the area. You can't even get downtown right now.
Yeah, they closed that
you
shit
off.
You
can't even get downtown.
They said, nigga, if you want to get here, walk, nigga, walk. I'm just joking. They didn't say that.
No, that's basically what they're saying because the temperature outside right now is 18 degrees.
Yeah.
So who's going to walk?
And
three blocks to get to the game.
We walked three blocks during the Super Bowl here.
The streets was heated, Gina. They were heated.
Yeah, when you got further downtown. But before you got downtown, they were not heated.
Who walked three blocks?
We did. Remember when a Super Bowl was here in Indianapolis?
But all the streets were heated. Everything
was it was not heated where y'all was parked. And I was not just...
After we got out of the car, we didn't have to walk like a block.
We walked a good three blocks. We walked a nice distance. And you just said three blocks. We walked a nice distance to get to Georgia Street that day. We were at parked.
No. I promise you, when we got out the car, the streets was heated. All the way to Georgia Street.
It was not heated.
It was like tents.
You're talking about the lights. They did have like those heated lamps. Yeah, headed there.
They had the
but you had
lamp.
To be around the heated lamps, though.
Girl, we was walking. Was warm. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
No, we was just warm because we was nice and drunk and hot.
I believe so.
That's what I remember.
I think that the heated lamps and the lights had us warm, though, for real.
It was only by businesses, but we didn't park. That's my whole point. We didn't park down quite all the way downtown where all the action was. We were not parked up in where the action was. We're close to the action. You know what I'm saying?
But I feel like as soon as we got out the car and we walked like maybe a half a block.
I thought it was three blocks. I'm pretty sure.
No, it was like a half a block.
It was a nice amount of space.
It was so many tents. It was so many tents, though.
Oh, no.
But anyways, we're going into...
I remember the tents being on...
That the fact that it's not just happening in Israel where they are destroying these people's homes and the community gardens. And it's really ridiculous. Like,
well, they haven't destroyed dude's home yet.
Not yet, but they're trying to evict him. Yeah, they have filed an eviction order, and
saying there's something about him violating the nature some shits, which I don't see how he's doing. Well, how is he doing that? Does he have electricity?
Is he
throwing his trash out on the beach? What is he doing?
No. They're just saying that his complex.
Oh, but with the people coming to see him, that does create a lot of pollution. They got a point there.
But they're saying that his complex, they call his underground home a complex.
Because it's kind of big from what the reporter said.
It's underground, though. Who can see it from above ground?
Well, he does have a nice part of his dwelling is outside.
I don't see that.
No, look at the picture.
He said, the stones I quarry, I make a cast. And
but he's... Build
a wall.
People are coming to see him.
There's no waste here.
And
no waste.
I believe him, but...
No waste. He said
that's
he
him. That's, but that doesn't mean that the people are coming
said,
to see him.
He said that's the logic. The logic is he's creating the waste that they put on the beach into his house.
But that has nothing to do with him. We know. But those people are coming to see him. But they probably would have went there anyway because it's a whole fucking beach. So you cannot say it's his fault.
His house is underground, though. That's what he's saying.
But they're putting trash...
He's taking all the trash that they put on the beach, and he's making it to a piece of art for the last 50 years. And now y'all want to evict him? That don't even sound right.
Well, if this is the United States,
if
he had occupied that land for... depending on what state it was, if he had occupied that land, state, county, city, it was... He occupied that land for over 10 years, 20 years... They couldn't kick him out. And that's, I think that's probably another issue.
Well,
that's probably
December
why they couldn't get him.
December 2028, the Stranger put out an article about how they try to destroy the Black Lives Matter body.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this is not just...
And their excuse was that it was attracting homeless people.
But this is in the Seattle park. And they're trying to destroy the Black Lives Matter park.
With the excuse that it was attracting homeless people.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, why they can't eat free, right?
Why can't nobody? We all eat free, actually, if you think about it.
Well, what
if you if you take the time to go to different, what do you call them, those food banks?
Mm-hmm.
Technically, you can't eat free. You won't have enough food to eat every month. I mean, like, you
well, this is what one TikToker had to say about it, and his name is Euangelo Freeman.
Okay,
Euangelo Freeman, and he wanted to say something about how they're destroying
sexy man can.
That we use to feed ourselves, that we use to feed the community.
A garden, bro. Nothing but nature. Nothing but food.
And this is D'Angelo Freeman on TikTok.
And what do? We evict him.
Yeah. We'll put the link up so you guys can see the story.
For free. You want to feed the homeless out in the streets? We're going to fine you. We can't have you feeding people. for free.
For free.
Without permission.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about people getting arrested.
We need you to eat our food. We need you to live in the houses for homeless. We built for you. We need you completely dependent on us. Us.
On okay, the government. And I'm gonna end it there, though, because D'Angelo Freeman is telling the truth. It's like the government needs us to be totally dependent upon them.
No, they need to make money off what we're doing.
Because in Israel, the guy that's been in his home, underground home, for 50 years, they want to take it away.
Now, why does it take so long? He's literally been there. That's his house now. That's his land now.
Again, because recently, back in 2019, it became a tourist attraction.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, but he's been there for 50
years. No, I'm saying they're using that as an excuse to try to get him.
Yeah, that's an excuse. That is, y'all want to take away his community garden. Y'all want to take away his house. And then also, they want to take away a lot of community gardens in Seattle, only Washington.
If they are only New York. If they're not just feeding the specific community. Because we have one down here in Illinois.
Yeah.
We have one here. I have like a mile and a half from my house, maybe 2 miles from my house.
It's on 46 in Illinois.
So yeah, about a mile and a half from my house.
You're on.
There's a community garden right there, and nobody is fucking with their garden.
No, because they're not feeding the homeless. They feeding the community, and they are feeding the homeless though. Seattle, Washington, that garden is for the homeless.
Well, it's for whoever's in the area, right?
Whoever is in the area. But they also say that the homeless can come eat for free.
Yeah.
But it hurts my heart, though, that they are trying to take away this food that we grow out of the ground and tax it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the Vegas dancers. Like, in Vegas, they are now making the dancers pay taxes, even though these motherfuckers ain't got nowhere to live. You know, they ain't got no address or a permanent address to call their own.
You're talking about the people who perform on the streets, right?
Yeah, they performing on the streets. But in Vegas, they still have to pay taxes. I'm not saying they're not making money, but it's like if the government is saying that if you're not taxing that money.
Tiana, literally, if you make so much money through your PayPal, if they can track how much money you make through your PayPal account, they can tax you.
So they counting the money they making in their bucket because they make money to the bucket, you know? So if they can't
they can't count it. So they're saying that, you got to pay taxes.
So you got to pay taxes on it. So we can count it, even though you ain't got nowhere to live. We want to tax the money that you are making.
Not all the people, all the street performers in Vegas are not homeless.
I'm not saying they all homeless, but some of them live house to house house.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, or car to car. Or park to park, you know? That's how they live in, you know? And then the government is trying to take the little bit of money that they're making and taxing it.
Because, like, really?
It's not good, you know? And on top of them taxing the money, they want to cut down community gardens in the area so they can't even eat without they say so.
You know,
It's weird.
I read an article a few years back about how this person was collecting rainwater. I don't know. That just reminds me of this. And the government cracked down on his local government, his city government, cracked down on him or her, I forget what it was. But I believe it might have been a couple. And they cracked down on them because they were collecting rainwater to use it in a healthy way. You know what I'm saying? To use it for their own purposes. They weren't giving it to nobody, but they got cracked down. They were told that they could not collect the rainwater.
They could not pay a water bill.
Yeah, I would assume so. Well, at least
I know what you're talking about. That was the in the government. Houses.
Are you talking about those? Government looked at it as like they were trying to get out of paying their water bill.
Yeah, but it's a community in Vegas, not Vegas, but right outside of Vegas, that they are building these underground structures, and they live in a community where they have harvested the land to live off of, not just their community
that
garden.
Is the government land.
Yeah, okay.
That's the government's land. I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't know how it is, but whatever. They harvest the land to live off of, and they collect rainwater to live off of, and they don't pay no utility bills. So the government is trying to find a way to tax these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Period. We gotta tax them.
And you know what's really fucked up is that the government, the federal government is way richer than us as citizens.
Yeah. Let's tell people what it really breaks down to. Because people don't know. So, American people, families, and people are in a deficit. Mm-hmm. But not our government. We already explained this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we might have to keep telling them. Not our government. Our government has nothing to do with the American deficit.
The American deficit, American debt.
They have money. They have enough money to go pay Africans for slavery.
Apparently, they have enough money to go start a war in other countries and send fucking weapons to Ukraine and weapons to Israel and money to Israel. But we broke and we're in a deficit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also, our deficit has nothing to do with China. Come on.
Oh, well, China's making big bucks off of us. You shop at Temu? I don't think any time of world war, I think China's going to be against it because, like, they're like, the American people are that line in our pockets. You know what I'm saying?
The black people, especially.
Okay, I was going to say that. But
yeah, we're going to say it. We're going to say it.
You didn't give me a chance.
Truth be told, black people spend the most money in America, period.
Especially
black
on
Americans.
Buying clothes.
We're not talking about the Nigerians that just moved over here. We're not talking about
the true African Americans.
We're talking
because we're black Americans.
Black people that have been here since slavery and their descendants. We spend the most money in this motherfucker, period. And that's period. Well, let's go into Strange World, okay? So, Strange World, there is a new movie on Netflix. It's called I saw it back in 2022.
And I just watched it today. So it's a movie from 2022.
Yeah, LG, the nerd, she just watched it today. And she wanted to talk about how it was like
the get out for white women or whatever you want to look at it. Because, you know, conservatives don't always just be a completely white community. They're just mostly white communities. But they are off of this, you know, whatever. You know, all for this women staying at home and just having babies and stuff like that. Kind of like, what is it called? The Handmaid's Tale. But in this case,
it was like more of a modern day tale of Stanford Wives.
Yeah, but in this case, these women didn't know that they were in bondage in slavery.
Did the Stanford's wives know that?
No, how would they? They just, that was their goal in life. Different wives.
No, in the movie. Like, that's what I'm
saying. No, I'm saying that was their goal in life, to be these women who were being taken care of by their husbands. They were raised that way. These women are women who men, incel niggas is what I like to call them. Mm-hmm. They wanted a better life. Incel niggas want a better life. They want them women. They're a woman. And so, they would either kidnap a woman or, you know, it wasn't explicit in the movie, but they would kidnap a woman or they would force their wives to be in this simulation of the perfect America. Mm. Which, like I said, was Handmaid's Tale without the bitches having babies for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it was the equivalent of Get Out for the white woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the only way to get away...
For the working woman. Not just the white woman. Just for the working woman.
Women because the majority of the women in that community, in that simulation, were white. That's the only reason why I said the white woman.
It was only one... Black wife.
Well, there was the main character, Margaret. And she was one of the first people who realized that she was in assimilation.
Yeah, the black wife.
Mm-hmm.
She realized.
But she wasn't married to a white man. She was married to some... He kind of looked Indian, or maybe he was just a white guy with dark skin. Who knows?
Well, y'all can go look up the movie for yourself.
Yes.
And again, it's called... what was it called?
I forgot.
Oh, my God.
I wrote it down. Oh, Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling. Okay. And you said the black wife was the one who first realized she was in some type of
simulation. Something was wrong. Yeah.
She was too strong to be in that type
of
situation. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. In that type of Stanford wife simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
As opposed to...
Nobody listened to her. So it showed... So I liken the fact that she's black and a woman, that nobody listened to her. Like, I did not see in this simulation, I did not see where a black man was the husband that, you know, went out to work every day while the wife stayed at home and had the babies. I did not see a black man. The only black men I really remember seeing in the movie were the ones that were in the entertainment. They were part of the entertainment. So this is why I said conservative white women. This is a white woman's get out. You know what I'm saying? And the only way that she could get out, this woman who finally realized, after realizing that her friend Margaret, her black woman friend Margaret, yeah, was not crazy.
Don't worry, darling.
Yeah, she got out of the situation. Her memory started coming back to her. She got out of the situation. Yeah. But she was being brainwashed to be in a situation. But it was a song that her husband used to sing to her that stimulated her. Out of
that simulation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. It was, I think that was the equivalence of Get Out for the white woman or from.
Yeah, because, if you think about it, abortion laws these days, I mean, I'm against abortion. I'm going to be against abortion all day long, but it's your choice. So,
right.
If you think about it, abortion laws are aimed at keeping women, in specific white women, in the house having babies. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying this is what, the majority of white males who designed these laws in the states where they're...
But it is.
Conservative white males, though, right? Right?
Right.
So it was a conservative white male situation where these women were in. So that's what I'm using. That's why I said it's a white woman's
get out. I wanted to ask you that. Like, you always say you're against abortion, but you're also not against somebody saying what they should do with their own body.
No, because it's your body.
That's your own personal opinion.
That's my opinion. Yeah. Abortions aren't for me.
They're not for you. But for the next person, you're not opposed to
because that's
abortion.
Their body. That's their choice.
So I would say you're not against abortion.
No, I am. I'm not.
Just,
well, you say I'm not pro-life, then I guess.
Yeah, you're not pro-life.
Yeah, because when we're pro-life,
be right
pro-life is like we want the babies to live, but we don't want to take care of them after they're born.
Well, let's clarify that, because we don't want them to think that we're against them doing something with their bodies, Because it's a podcast.
You're pro-choice. You're completely pro-choice, pro-abortion.
Okay. But as a podcast, we have to clarify because, people be like, oh, she's against abortion, so.
I had a DNC once.
I would never.
But I had a DNC.
I had a DNC.
It was not by choice. Dilation clitoris is basically an abortion.
What you mean?
It's what an abortion is, a DNC.
No,
but my DNC was because
sports. That's sports.
My DNC was because they said I had a baby that was dying inside of me and they needed to clean me out.
Right.
Yeah. No, they didn't know it was in my tubes at first, right?
Mm.
They said I had a baby that was dying in me and I had to get a DNC, a dilation and cutterage, whatever it's called, which is basically an abortion. But my baby was obviously not going to survive. And then later on, I had to get my tube removed. But I don't know how to explain this. How do you think I should explain this?
You just said it. You are pro-abortion, but you not for yourself. If it pertains to yourself, you would not get an abortion.
No.
But if it pertains to somebody else, you would be all for it.
If that's what they want.
If that's
their body.
Want,
if that's what they want. Do I think women should be going around getting abortions? No, I don't.
No.
I mean, but it's their body.
Exactly.
They have to make a choice on that. It's not up to me to make the choice for it. You know what I'm saying?
But again, that's the strange world that we live in.
Where men are deciding where groups of men are getting together in conference halls deciding that women shouldn't be allowed to have an abortion.
And that's where they lie like they look.
Usually conservative white males. And typically Christian.
What are they doing? They lying like Okay, Cassie Davis of the Tyler Perry series and plays. She in movies and plays.
Yeah, yes,
movies
she's
and
been
plays.
With Tyler Perry for a minute. Yeah,
and she's been with Tyler Perry for a minute. Like she was on.
She was on
Meet the Planes, Meet the Browns, the movie, and then Meet the Pains, the series that she did with her husband.
No, no, it's House of Pain.
House of Pains. I said Meet the Pains. Okay. It was House of Pains. Because Tyler Perry, you know, he always has, like, I feel like he always does the same character in all of his series and movies, like, it's kind of redundantly, but anyways.
Sisters is pretty good, though. I mean, I only watched the highlights of Sisters, but I'm not gonna lie to you.
All of Tyler Perry's shit is really good.
Yeah, it's really good. You gotta give him his props.
This man is worth $9 billion.
Oh, wow. I didn't even
know that. That's why he don't show his son's face on TV, because you're not gonna hostile my child, period. But anyways, his show, Meet the Pains, or what is it? House of Pains.
Yeah, girl, House of Pains.
Meet the Pains again. But it's House of Pains. And they said that Cassie Davis, which was a lead star on most of his freaking plays and on his series, House of Pain and Meet the Browns, the movie. But anyway, they said she was dead. But that is a lying like you look.
Yes. And I actually believed it because I didn't even know.
She was not
All I saw was a rest in peace Cassie Davis.
She's a lie.
On YouTube. And I assumed that it was real. I didn't even check it, fact check it or anything. But then when I told Tiana, I was like, Tiana, did you know that old girl from Meet the Browns? Because I thought, had played Cora's mama.
Yeah, but you thought she was dead, though.
Yeah, because of what I saw on YouTube.
Yeah, but actually, Cora's mama was played by Madea's character.
Yeah, but I got confused.
Yeah, you know, I know what you feel.
But yeah. And come to find out, so it was in that that was some false information from January of 2023.
It was some lying.
But it's still coming up on my YouTube.
Yeah, it's just gotten recently popularized. Since the new House of Pain hasn't came out yet.
Oh.
The new season. And then
she died from cancer.
She had a stroke.
But they said she supposedly died from cancer in January of 2023.
But y'all, Cassie Davis is alive. Her husband's alive. Everybody's alive.
She's doing
well.
She's doing well. And Tyler Perry. The LA Times. Oh, I don't know. I don't have nothing in here. But Tyler Perry called her. He was like, they're saying you're dead. He was like, why did I know she was dead?
He called her on the phone, though. And he asked Cassie. He was like, hey, Cassie.
I heard you was dead.
You dead?
She said, oh, hell no.
Hell no.
These are not their exact words, but yeah.
That is kind of exactly how the conversation
That's how went. I would imagine how it went.
And I guarantee she probably wrote
I
out.
Guess she talks about ghosts, nigga. I know she would say
I'm
that.
I'm on the phone. Yeah. I'm definitely not dead. We talking right now. And Tyler was like, this has been debunked by the New York Times. New York Times said that this is definitely a fake-ass story, and she's not dead.
And I'm tired. Stop trying to pretend like black stars are dead just to get some views on your fucking page.
Yeah, these fucking bloggers.
It's not even that deep. It's not that deep.
It's not like bloggers anymore. Remember, bloggers existed, and then they're bloggers.
Okay, bloggers is when you
Typing away.
Use pictures and you give stories. Now, bloggers.
Yeah, this is a fake ass blogger story. This is a blogger story.
Yeah.
And it's fake as fuck.
And
it's still alive.
There's a few YouTube pages that are probably suspect.
And I have
suspect.
To say, she's one of the best.
But, like, I didn't even stop to read the article, though. So, I can't
even say.
But
she's been with Tyler Perry since the beginning. And she's one of the best improv actors I've ever seen. Ever. On TV. Like, this woman can drop. She can cry at the drop of her head. Her emotions when she's doing a scene is so moving. Like, some actors you think they deserve an Oscar or Emmy or whatever they deserve, whatever kind of awards they give these actors. And Cassie Davis, she one of them actors.
Yes, she.
I
can't even believe that
she does
dead.
It. Yes. Well, let's go on to our artist of the day.
But you know, I got tears in my eyes. Look, I'm trying to get one tear
she
out.
She did it. You got, I see the tear. But Cassie Davis, she is a very, very, like, I want to say she's like
a She's bad.
Is an actress. She's bad. She's cold blooded.
But Jay said, she bad, she bad, bad, she bad.
Bad. Yes, I can't believe they tried to do her like that. But she did have a stroke, y'all.
Yeah.
And that's probably why people was putting out that rumor that she had passed.
Yeah, but the stroke happened, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, after this rumor came out that she had died of cancer.
It did. That's really crazy, though. That woman is beautiful.
Yeah, let me get some views real quick and say Cassie Davis is dead.
Oh, yeah. Let me get them views. Okay.
Luckily, I didn't even click on it. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was like, Cassie Davis is dead. Well, the lady from Meet the Browns, even though I don't think she's from Meet the Browns. Is she from Meet the Browns? No, she's from House of Pain. She was not in Meet the Browns.
She's from the original Tyler Perry plays that he started. Like, she's been with him for a long, 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 long.
Yeah,
long.
But I thought she was from Meet the Browns series, but I was getting Meet the Browns.
No,
like
her
you.
Series on BET is with House of Pain. House of Pain.
Yeah.
But let's go on to our artist of the day.
Which is who done it
on the beat. You know, he's been putting out a lot of freestyles lately.
Uh-huh.
And I really love his freestyles. And he's a highly intelligent young man. Oh, is he young, though? But he looks young.
Well, I don't know. He told me his birth certificate say Negro, so.
He look young. He looks very young. And I think that...
He can be too young. He's young enough.
I think that he's a great producer.
Yes, he is a great producer. I got to give it to him.
And DJ. He's also a DJ.
Oh, yeah. Let's not forget that.
Oh, and he's filming videos.
Oh, yes. He's a You Done It Beast film.
He's a director, filmer, and rap artist.
So be sure to check him out on TikTok.
Well, let's start this over. Let's start this over.
So, this is not the freestyle. Wait,
no,
is it
this
freestyle?
Is his freestyle.
Oh, okay, I thought I gave you the one without the music. But this is not like
on
this
song. TikTok page is called Who Done It Beats and Film.
Yeah, but this is
if
not.
If you want to look him up on his
TikTok page,
TikTok
yeah.
Page.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
They try to figure out who done it like Will Trent. I move different, my groove different. It's astonishing. I tried to marry hip hop, but she ain't on the ring. I still stalk her and beat up her many men on sight. Cause in my opinion, they don't treat her right. I be up hype in the morning, high level performing, just to get warm. And this was a warning. Chill or feel real pitiful. Find out how your rep meant little around these parts. Hearts get broken. The more I go on, you start to realize I'm a chosen being with godlike powers of MC. And the reality be real as hell, even if we're dreaming.
You might think I'm crazy, but I'm serious.
Okay. We're gonna leave that at that, and if you guys want to check out the rest of that freestyle, you guys can go to the link in our
description.
In our description. But also, it's time for what is it time for?
Nappy time stories.
Okay, so you wrote this out, Gina. What is this?
Okay, so Tiana came by earlier. She said that she was going to see Boosie Badass and somebody else in concert and downtown and
through Everbright.
And apparently Everbright got hacked. I don't know about it. I didn't look it up because I was like, I'm not going to. I'm staying in the house
today. You can't look it up. This is my real life experience.
Yes. And so, so they found out that the tickets were a scam.
They were fake. Because All-Star Weekend happening in our city this weekend. The game happens today. Happy Sippy Sundays. Happy Sippy Sundays. Because they are putting out fake tickets, you guys.
So beware.
Be aware. And also on the Everbright site. They have, like,
Well, I went to it, because I was thinking about going with y'all. But then I was like, I want to stay home.
Yeah, you said, all right, because we always in the house. Yeah. But you was like, I'm going to stay home, but you didn't, I don't know if you believed the ticket.
No, I just felt something wrong, and I just didn't want to.
It was a lot wrong with that shit.
I just had a feeling, and yeah, so I didn't want to go. So
it comes to find out that Everbright had been hacked and that they had put out a whole article, you guys, saying that you get these tickets through Everbright and you cannot. You cannot.
Yeah. But to the point where Tiana and her husband, Queen On Basic and her husband, came up to my house afterwards, you know, after they tried to go downtown and everything, and they found out.
We found out before we went.
Yeah.
To the concert.
Yeah. And so they came hang out with me for a little bit, her and her husband, and we kept seeing ambulances and fire trucks and going past them. I'm like, what the fuck is going on today?
A lot.
And Tiana said, well, you know, when we were downtown, we saw ambulances and fire trucks. And on the way downtown, we saw ambulances and fire trucks. So come to find out, this man was holding his family hostage.
And that's what that shit came from.
And that's what they were going to. And so the SWAT team had to go out and, you know, confront this dude. Thankfully, he did not kill his family. He let his family go. He did stay barricaded in the house for a little while afterwards. And eventually, they were able to get him to come out. So he's arrested now. And thankfully, like I said, his family is okay. And why are you doing it? So this is on our north side of Indianapolis. What the fuck are you doing? Oh, God. We need another drink, man.
I'm bothered, honey, because I think these motherfuckers do this shit. Even like
on All-Star Weekend, this nigga decided to hold it. Well, I don't know if he's black. I call everybody nigga if you hadn't noticed.
This Hispanic guy, like on All-Star Weekend,
and he's Hispanic. Who knows if he's Hispanic, African, whatever? But he a nigga to me.
Anyway. But he wanted all of a sudden hold his family hostage so he can make the news. That's how I think. It's kind of like a serial killer if they want to put out everything that they did they did it.
Yeah. They're doing it. So they want the police.
They want
try
fame.
To figure out if you can find me, nigga.
Yeah. But it's always fame promoted. Like, they always want to be famous.
Yeah. And that's why they're trying to say, don't mention the names of, like, these kids who shot up, the Kansas City Parade, the Kansas City Chiefs Parade. Yeah. Nobody has put out their names out there. It's not because they do now. Because that is an adult crime.
You called it a parade? That was
it was a parade.
It was a riot. But
The fuck?
Yeah, because
we
know our girl lived there, right? Our girl lived
in Kansas. Said it was a riot. Well, I heard...
It was definitely a riot.
I read yesterday that... it was some beef between some teenage boys that caused the shooting, but who knows?
No, she said one of the dads was involved. So come on,
They only charged the kids, the two teenage kids. So
yeah, they said his dad drove him there though. So
For some internet beef. Yeah, okay.
So you know your son was going down there with a ski mask on and a backpack. What the fuck? What'd you think he was doing, sir? What do you think he was doing?
Kind of like the parents that dropped their kids off and the little boy off, and he killed two black men because he was scared. Two black men and a white man, and he got out.
Wasn't that in Kansas City too?
No, so he came from Wisconsin. I forget exactly what city it was. I believe he was from Wisconsin. Wisconsin is too far from Kansas. No, it was somewhere. I forgot. Ohio, Illinois. Look it up. Who cares? I don't remember where it was.
I do care.
Don't let me say that. Because that's another reason why I don't want to leave this house. Because you never know when somebody gonna go fucking ballistic. And that's another reason why I'm glad that I don't work in the school system anymore. And I don't even want my daughter really to go to school system, but she's starting to thrive there, and I'm gonna be on there her side. And, you know, let her do what she needs to do. You know, she likes art. You know, she likes school now, so I'm not gonna take that away from her. But I really don't want any of my kids to go to school anymore. I don't want to work in the school system anymore, because you never know when some little boy, some little girl, mostly little boys, want to go famous or suffering for bullying or whatever they're going to do, whatever they need to do. Because, like, where I worked, this little boy dinner stabbed another little boy to death because he's being bullied online. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the bullying shit is real. Come on.
And so I'm like, I don't want my kids to really be involved in that. And that's why I don't want to really leave the house, because I'm like, you never know when one of these people going to choose this area that you just happen to be in to be their place to air out their grievances. You know what I'm saying? I mean, air out, like, you know how you shoot motherfuckers, you airing out the place. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Anyway.
It's honestly unbothered. We want y'all to remain honestly unbothered. And we want to continue to put out news on our own perspective. Yeah, this is our own
perspective.
Our own opinion. And this is not anything that you have to...
No, we are using news sources... that are reputable. We don't, like I said, like with Cassie Davis supposed to be in debt, we looked that shit up. We did not allow our minds to be swayed by what we saw. So we do, you know, we do look up reputable sources. So this is our opinion on reputable information.
And also, it's all for entertainment
purposes. And
Shits and giggles, you know. But also, you know, look that shit up for yourself.
Form your own opinion. That's whatever it boils down to, form your own motherfucking opinion. And, like we said,
remain
honestly unbothered.
Okay.
When you see, so what it mean? Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us.
And they just gon' be mad.
Gonna be mad at us. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down.
There's something you're not doing right. If you ain't got no haters,